countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, a special good morning to everybody in County Clare taking part in this weekend's Burren in Bloom Festival. It's a packed programme of walks and talks. And this morning, one man, Phelim Harty, is welcoming visitors to his land to see the pond which he's developed in his Hare's Corner, a part of the Burren Bio project that encourages landowners to leave a corner of their farm to nature. Now, Phelim is a wetland systems environmental consultant and he works with local farmers to develop ponds on their land. So our reporter Lorna Siggins knew this would be no ordinary pond because on the wettest day of the week she had to pull on her wellies and go for a walk with Phelim along a path through woodland to find a Hare's Corner full of surprises.
I just heard a cuckoo. Am I imagining it or
no,
we did?
Not at all. We heard a cuckoo, right? It's lovely. Every year. It's funny, about 2 weeks ago was a first for lots of things. There was the first cuckoo and the first swallows and the first orchid and, you know, the first orange tip butterfly.
I think the cuckoo's just stopped because he knows that the radio's here.
On cue.
Yeah. So we're just coming out of the woodland now. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That's a pretty big pond.
It's actually lovely. It's really nice.
You've even got an island in the middle.
Yeah, so what we did basically is there was a marshy area to one side that I dug when we bought the field first in 2012. And then there was a willow area to the left, which we'd done at the same time. The willow area had never really worked. It had been quite nutrient poor. And so the willows in the middle were very stunted, even though the ones at the edge now are, you know, 6-7 metres high and doing very well. Those are biomass willows. So they're really useful for sewage treatment systems and the like. So or for water filtration or anything like that. And they're great for windbreaks as well. So basically what we did as part of the Hare's Corner, we got in a digger, pulled back the willow area and turned it into a pond, and we deepened the marsh area a little bit. So you can still see the fringes of the old marsh at the side there, so you can see the bulrush pushing up there and various, and there's yellow flags at the far side. But there's still willows at the side, so that habitat is still there. And then the water comes in at the far end, pushes through the pond and out just here behind us. The plants that are coming up will be water starwort. There's wetland plants that were here already, such as we've got greater pond sedge, bulrush, yellow flag iris, branched burrweed. And those would have all been plants that were there before. The main thing that I'm noticing new is the water starwort, which was there lower down, but it's much more noticeable in the open water. It's still early days. I'm expecting that the pond perimeter will probably thicken up a lot over time.
Right.
And so there's whirligig beetles, and I'd expect to see water boatmen and pond skaters, water measurers.
Oh, right.
And we've already seen dragonflies around, wagtail, of course. So will we go for a wander around?
Yeah.
And so you can see a pond skater there.
Oh, yes. Oh, look at him.
The pond skater does is he literally walks on the water.
Right.
He literally walks right across it. So the surface tension, his feet are slightly webbed.
Yes.
With the very fine hairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually sit on top of the meniscus of the water. So he literally walks on water and moves around in that way.
As we walked in our wellies in the lashing rain, Phelim explained how Burren Bio provides a certain amount of funding to dig out an existing drain or to install a new pond. He also has an orchard as part of his Hare's Corner. He has apple trees planted on mounds because he says they don't like to get their feet wet, and he has a permaculture design where he has fennel to attract insects, he has geraniums and daffodils and calendula to keep the grass down, and he has comfrey to pull up nutrients to keep the trees happy. And he explained to me how beavers would be so welcome on this part of the landscape. What are we looking at here?
So you can see the outlet point from the pond just there through the trees.
Oh, yes.
So the water comes in from the drain, and traditionally the water always went into an old land drain in this field. And so all I've done really is clear around the entrance to the land drain. And there's a capstone placed over the top of the briser pipe. And so what the capstone does is it gathers debris. So it functions like a mini beaver dam. So when there's very heavy rainfall, debris gets clogged between the stone and the pipe, and the water level rises right up So you can see where the old flood line is there.
Right.
And that's holding water back into this pond area, deepening the pond, but also slowing down the release of flood water into the wider catchment,
right,
and helping to filter it more and helping to regulate the wider catchment hydrodynamics.
So beavers definitely have their uses now, if you had a few beavers here.
Oh, absolutely. I need to go through 10 years of paperwork to get a license. But beyond that, I'd love it. But I think that to get beavers into Ireland, we'd need to do some quite specific things first. I think first we'd need to pay farmers properly to put in good wooded riparian buffer zones. So if you have 10 or 20 metres of thick tree cover alongside every river and drain and stream in the country, that's paid for because of the services that it provides to the wider country in terms of flood relief and filtration, then you could begin to think about bringing in beavers, because all of a sudden there'd be trees there, and if you did make dams, there'd be areas that could flood without causing trouble for livestock and for grazing lands or for arable crops.
There was a plan to bring beavers in Scotland.
Beavers are into Scotland and in Devon and in Wales. Yeah, exactly. And for small mammals that are really good at swimming, I'm not convinced that they were never in Ireland. Do you know, since they travel so freely around Britain, you know, they've swum down from Scotland down to Wales and swum upriver following pheromones. And so I find it very difficult to see how they weren't actually in Ireland. You know, even though there's no fossil records and there's no oral records, we don't have names like Beaverton or whatever. If you've got a small, tasty mammal on an island, it's possible that it was eaten by all and sundry bigger mammals.
Right, okay.
So maybe the records were raised early on, or maybe they just never made it across.
Okay.
But I think that there's a case to be made for bringing them over.
So beavers would do well here?
Oh, I think they'd love it.
Yeah.
I think they'd love it.
That's Phelim Harty in conversation there with Lorna Siggins. By the way, if you want to go along to the Burn in Bloom Festival this weekend, you can find out details about what Phelim's talking about there and other ticketed events at burninbloom.com.